With the Omicron variant beginning to weigh on economic growth, as we just talked about, it will be important for investors to watch profit estimates by analysts on companies. Let's explore this more with Aaron Gibbs, Chief Investment Officer at Main Street Asset Management. Aaron, always nice to see you. Thanks for hopping on here. We were just talking about a lot of well-known economists are out there cutting their GDP forecasts, yet earnings estimates, like Julie just mentioned, they remain on the rise in many sectors. Why this disconnect?
It is interesting. Now, when you really dive into it, because we're talking mostly about Q1 GDP growth, and if you look specifically at Q1 profit earnings, they have been tweaked down just a smidge, coming from about 6.1% growth to 5.8 for the first quarter. But what Wall Street analysts are doing is that they are then raising their estimates. We're seeing higher profit growth for Q3 and Q4. And really, the only areas that we're seeing any decline, even in that first quarter, just those first 3 months, is in consumer discretionary and technology. So just a tiny revision down. So obviously, it seems that at least with those large cap companies, yes, they do expect maybe a little less consumer spending in the first quarter. But they, once again, we know the American consumer is very good at coming back with full force. And then they're raising those estimates a little later in the year. So overall, we're just seeing a steady rise for 2022 when we're looking at profit growth. Whether it's your large caps or your small caps, every single week, that profit growth keeps going up.
Aaron, it's Julie here. Talk to me, though, about how you are factoring in, or if you're not, the Omicron variant. I mean, when we talk about the depressed growth that people are expecting the first quarter, it's because of this. But the resilience of the consumers that you're talking about, what does that look like? Does it mean that you think people are going to be getting out to restaurants pretty soon again after this dip that we're seeing, just as one example?
Yes. So the great thing is we actually had this last year with the Delta variant. So we have an example to show us what happens to the markets, what happens to consumer behavior. And basically, last year, it happened a little earlier, but when the Delta variant hit and cases started to rise, and obviously that was much more severe when it came to illness and hospitalizations, it basically took the markets 3 months. So the markets essentially traded sideways for about 3 months. We got a nice consolidation. Earnings kept going up. And then we saw this massive recovery. I mean, it happened fast. In less than 1 month, we had broken out and already hit, you know, a good portion of the growth that we saw for the year. So this was sort of the fourth quarter of last year. And from then on, obviously, the market really has been on a very steadward upward rise. So since, about the Thanksgiving, this is, you know, when the Omicron news first came out, the markets have been mostly trading sideways. Obviously, we got that nice new high yesterday that broke out of that range. But, you know, they're smaller new highs. So we could expect to see, you know, a much slower upward trend, a little more. We certainly see, you know, some down days, some pullbacks, essentially going in a consolidation pattern, perhaps for we've been in about 1 month. Perhaps it could go for another 2 months. But we do know that the U.S. consumer, the U.S. economy, even if we slow down for a few months, we recover fast. And so we encourage our clients not to get out, to stay in the market, because when those recoveries hit, when the sentiment changes, it happens so quickly that often by the time you're able to get back into the market, you've already missed out. And so what we often do is that on those down days, you know, we saw some volatility around Thanksgiving and around Christmas where the markets were really going down. We actually added to some of our core positions for stocks that we really felt were starting to get actually undervalued considering their type of growth and abilities to grow next year.
Aaron, which stocks do you think or companies are undervalued right now in this environment where, you know, as we just talked about, earnings estimates are on the rise?
Yes. So, since we've had a really good couple streaks the past few days, it's a little harder to find value. But there are some out there. I think some of the enterprise cloud services, Salesforce is still somewhat depressed, particularly when you look at its five-year valuations, forward valuations. It's actually, it's within its five-year range. It's not pricey compared to, you know, looking at it historically, especially looking at their growth. You know, they're very consistently at 79% gross margin every single year. They always beat earnings. They always beat their top and bottom line. And so you can get these really strong, high-quality companies that even when looking at pre-COVID levels, their valuations are not extended. So enterprise cloud and software services is one of my favorites. But yeah, use the dips to add is one of our strategies.
Aaron, we're, lastly, before we let you go, we're asking all our pros over the past week and over the next couple of days, what is one investing lesson you learned this year or were just reminded of?
I was reminded of how quickly the, you know, just how quickly downturns and then the recovery can be. And we've, like, I've been in this business for over 25 years. So this is just simply a reminder. It's, you know, it's just, yeah, we're going to do it again. But when we do have these dips, when the recovery tends to be just as fast as the downturn. And so you really either need to decide that you are going to be completely out of the market, and not participate in the recovery if you just can't handle that roller coaster, or just simply ride it out. And we've never had a downturn where it took more than 5 years to fully recover, even when it was much more significant. So when you look at these type of external factors, so it's not fundamental within, you know, our banking problems or that type of thing. But when you look at these external pressures that cause these drastic changes in sentiment, it's really just safer to stay in the market and ride out those 2 or 3 months. Stressful, but still can be very profitable if you just stay in the market.
Always stressful, Aaron. This is not an easy game for sure. Aaron Gibbs, Chief Investment Officer, Main Street Asset Manager. Always good to see you. Happy New Year.